Audio Gravity, 17th of September 2009. Good morning to you. Hope you're doing all right. I've got probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What day is it today? Okay, 9 Audio Gravities to catch up on. So these are going to be rapid fire. I do apologize again for not having them on the daily, but at least I'm catching up on them. First thing today is over on Rudy, R-E-W-D-Y.com. which is a piece of jQuery, a plugin called Leave Notice. I think I learned about this through Tumblr, through Laura Whitehead on Twitter. And what it is, it's a little pop-up kind of thing, like most pop-ups that you see, but it was developed for official type websites in mind, mainly government, money processing, stuff like that, which have to have a message to say that you are going away from the website, you're going somewhere else. It's very, very simple, but it's a nice little touch, and it's a nice little reminder that those little things for a complete, you know, amateur web browser or web user can understand that they're going to another site. And I think it's good from a legal perspective. If you're dealing with money, for instance, and you go to another site for somebody to pay for it, that they don't come back to you and say, well, your site did this, when you're letting them know that you've gone elsewhere. Worthwhile addition. Next link today is Tweetvite, tweetvite.com, find and create events on Twitter. This is a really nice laid out site. Tweetvite makes it easy to create invites for invitations for events you're hosting or to find tweetups in your area. Click below to try it for yourself. So no registration, you can just use your Twitter login. Find local tweetups, easily organized, customized with colors, add pictures and video. Really nice idea, very, very simple. And I'm sure it'll get used loads. There's a developers section as well, so I presume they've got some sort of API in there as well. Next link today is the 30-day flight. So it's 30dayflight.com. What this is two guys decided early on in the year that they were going to buy these JetBlue unlimited tickets. Now, I don't know if you know what they are, but there's a flight company called JetBlue in America. They offered this unlimited 30-day travel ticket. So you paid something like, I think it was $400 or $500, something like that. And you could travel unlimited to any of the destinations that JetBlue covered in the US. And so this guy, Dustin Curtis, and his friend decided that they were going to fly all over the US for 30 days. So what he's done, he's turned it into a bit of a project, and also he's going to use this in his CV for, you know, various projects later on, and to say that he'd done this and from a design aspect. It's called the 30-day flight, and he documents places that he's been to. So, for instance, day 14 yesterday, well, not yesterday, but day 14 of this month, he went to Fort Myers. Excuse me. Fort Myers, back to New York, from New York to San Diego. Cool little concept, really nice idea, very, very basic, nicely laid out site, and really good, easy system to comment on there as well. Next link is the notepod.net. It's designed like a iPhone sketchbook. I think this one was from Laura Whitehead on Twitter as well, via Tumblr. You basically get three packs. They cost $18, so that works out, what, about £12-13, something like that. It looks like an iPhone. On the back of the on the back of each page, there is a grid system, so you can sketch out grids and blocks and whatever you want to do. And on the front, obviously, you can sketch out designs and ideas that pop to your mind for, you know, anything really. But I suppose you'd be doing it more for iPhone app layouts. Cool idea, and they're obviously going to make some money off it. Next link, just to prove that you can pretty much make anything these days and connect it to Twitter and people will download it and use it. A thing called drawtweet.com. Share your drawings on Twitter. Express yourself easily and notify your Twitter friends instantly. Drawtweet allows you to share your creations quickly with slick, simple UI that is aimed at making drawings a social experience. Distributed through the Bamboo Doc platform, which I've never heard of before. Enables Wacom pen tablets users to take advantage of pressure sensitivity. All this powered by Adobe Air, which lets you have hours of fun with DrawTweet on your desktop. So it'll pretty much work on anything. And just looking at it, you've got different brush sizes, the razor size of the actual tip. You can set transparency, you can check the softness of it, and then you can send that picture through to Twitter. It's just a really cool little idea. Next link today is, and the final link today is Open BitTorrent. This is quite interesting because this adds another chink in the whole armor of P2P moving forward. So one of the biggest problems about P2P and BitTorrents is the fact that as soon as you start listing links on a web page and you're a tracker, you are basically tracking links to sites that are providing these torrents so you can download, and therefore, you know, the courts, music industry, anybody who's got copyright infringement issues can take you to court, and basically they can, you know, shut you down, take your servers off you and charge, you know, fine you X amount of money. This is an open tracker project. Open BitTorrent is a BitTorrent tracker free for anyone to use. You don't need to register, upload or index a torrent anywhere. All you have to do is include the Open BitTorrent tracker URL in your torrent. While the need for an Open BitTorrent tracker, you only need a single or very few small number of torrent files and don't know how to run a tracker or don't want the mess of setting up your own tracker for just these few torrent files. Most people don't have their own servers. They just have space on different blogging services and so on and don't simply have anywhere to run a tracker. This could open things up quite massively, I think. Yes, it's nothing major, nothing new, but I think the way that they're going with this, sooner or later we'll have completely anonymous or really hard to get around, you know, encrypted URL links to services and servers all over the place that we just don't know the destination of. Well, you do, because obviously you're downloading the file, so you get the IP address, but trying to get on top of BitTorrent technology in terms of, you know, squashing the sources of where all these files are coming from, I think is going to be a pretty impossible task. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.